Well, sir, I wonder if your plans are all set for this coming weekend. If you're going to have some time off the job for a little relaxation and fun, my guess is that you're planning a picnic, a party with friends, a round or two of golf, or maybe you're just going to putter around the yard in the garden. Whatever your plans, here's hoping you have a swell time. And may we suggest that you keep a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets handy for what you might call the good time insurance it offers? For then, if a headache, a touch of acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or morning after misery comes along to upset your day, you're ready to help yourself to fast relief for the discomfort these common ailments cause. So be sure to get a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets from your druggist right away, because you may want the fast relief they offer before Monday morning rolls around. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, a second letter arrived yesterday from the mysterious person in Kansas City. It informed the old fellows that this person would communicate with them by telephone tonight at 10. Lum is certain that the writer of this letter is the baby's mother, and because he believes the baby is the rightful heir to some unknown kingdom, he has figured out that the mother must be a queen. He also thinks that she might be considering him as a future husband to help her run the kingdom. As we look in the little community today, it's late evening, and we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store, excitedly awaiting the ominous phone call. Listen.
What time is it now, Abner?
I just got done telling you, Lum. It's about 5 minutes to 10.
5 to 10.
You might as well sit down, Lum. That letter said we wouldn't get the phone call till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but the Queen might call early, and I want to be ready for it.
Oh.
How do I look, Abner?
Why, you look all right, I reckon. You're a little pale-looking, though.
No, I mean, how does my suit look and all such as that?
Huh?
Spent about an hour ironing my britches.
Oh, hey, they look fine. Well, wait a minute here, Lum. What'd you get all dressed up for? She can't see over the telephone.
Yeah, I know, but I believe I can talk to her better if I'm dressed up. Sort of gives me confidence or something.
That is the silliest one thing I ever heard of. Dressing up to talk on the telephone.
Well, what's so silly about that?
Huh?
Besides, if I'm going to become a king, I ought to start getting used to wearing fancy clothes and all such as that. King's got to look like a king.
Yeah, well, now, are you sure this woman's going to ask...
This who?
Oh, I forgot. I mean, Her Excellency, the Queen.
Not Her Excellency. It's Her Excellency or something.
Well, whatever it is. Are you sure she's going to ask you to marry her and become the king, Lum?
Well, I ain't for sure, of course. But I'll bound you that's what she's figuring on.
Tis, huh?
That's more than reason why she picked out me to leave her baby with.
Well, she left him with me, too, and I know she ain't going to marry me. I'm done married.
Well, you just happen to be around here, that's all.
Huh?
She figured I'd get to liking the baby awful lot, and that'd make it easier for her to talk me into becoming his papa.
Well.
Yeah, that's more than likely what she's figuring on.
Yes,
what time is it now?
Well, it ain't 10 o'clock yet. Why don't you sit down and stop getting so excited?
I ain't excited. Just wish you'd hurry up and call, that's all. Reckon she'll prepose right away or just... sort of lead up to it gradual-like.
I don't know, Lum. I never engaged to no queens. I don't know how to do it.
How about just she'll just come right out flat-footed and pop the question the first thing?
She will, huh?
Oh, yeah, them queens don't waste no time. No? Yeah. I wonder where she could have found out about me.
Why, she found out who you was that day she come here to the store and left the baby.
Well, I mean before that. She had her eye on me a long time before she ever come here to Pine Ridge. I know that.
She did, huh?
Yeah, she must have saw my picture somewhere.
Now, where would a queen have saw a picture of you?
Oh, different places.
Where?
Well, don't forget my picture was in a magazine once.
Magazine?
The Midwest Merchants and Hardware Men's Digest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Reckon she subscribes to that?
I don't know. What time is it?
Well, look up at the clock and see for yourself, Lum. I'm getting tired of telling you what time it is every 2 minutes.
Granny, it's almost 10.
Yeah.
Maybe I ought to practice up what I'm going to say to her.
Reckon what she takes that magazine for, Lum? Is she in the hardware business?
Huh?
What does she take that hardwareman's magazine for? Is she in the hardware business?
Oh, no, of course she ain't. She's a queen.
Well, what would she want that magazine for, then?
I don't know. Well, whereabouts is that letter we got yesterday? Maybe that'll give me some idea what to say to her.
Well, you had it the last time I seen it. I believe you put it in your pocket a while ago there, in your inside coat pocket.
Yeah, I believe I did.
You know, maybe the queen figured she'd go into the hardware business if she didn't get her kingdom back, Lum.
Yeah, maybe. Now, here's that letter.
Oh.
Dear Mr. Peabody, Kitty is still.
Now, you going to help her run the hardware store along?
Hey, Chef Abner, can't you see I'm trying to read you?
Oh, go ahead, go ahead.
It is still too dangerous for me to send you any information by mail. However, I will attempt to communicate with you by telephone. Be in your store at 10 o'clock tomorrow night. Well, don't give me no ideas.
Whereabouts is this hardware store at, Lom, in Kansas City?
What hardware store?
The one the Queen owns.
She don't own no hardware store.
Why, she does, too. Didn't she just say that in that letter there?
Of course not. She didn't say anything like that, even.
Well, now, where did I hear that, then? I know I heard it somewhere.
No, you never. You just made that up out of your own head.
My own head?
Forget that and help me study up what to say to her on the telephone.
Oh.
I tell you, you make out like you're the Queen.
Huh?
You act like you're the Queen calling me up on the phone.
Lord me, I don't know what queens talk about, Long.
Well, I don't either. Just say something. We ain't got much time to practice. She'd be calling any minute now.
Well, all right.
2 minutes till 10.
Okay, let's see. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Well, don't you say hello.
Well, this is a long-distance call, ain't it?
Yeah.
Now, that's the way they all start out. Everybody always says hello for a long time first.
Well, skip over that part. Get down to where she starts talking.
Oh.
You don't have to talk Fern.
Yeah, let's see.
We don't know what kind of a foreigner she is.
No, I wouldn't know how to talk it noise. I don't believe I never have tried none of that languages. Hello? This is Her Excellency the Queen doing the talking.
Well, how do you do, Your Excellency? This is Lum Eddard. How is everything, Your Excellency?
Oh, just fine and dandy.
That's good.
Been having a lot of fun. I went to a picnic yesterday. And I win a Cupid doll throwing at the cat rack.
Wait a minute, Abner. You're a
queen. And I win a cigar with the sledgehammer there. Rang the bell with it.
You're a queen. You don't do them things.
Oh, well. The hardware store's doing good.
Abner, I told you she ain't got no hardware store.
What happened? Did she lose it?
Oh, for goodness sake.
She ought to know better than to bought it in the first place. A woman don't know nothing about running stores and such as that. A woman's place is in the home. I've heard that summers before.
Abner,
but that's
for
where
goodness
it's at. Raising youngins, chopping wood, plowing corn. That's
Abner,
where they ought to
be. Abner, we ain't got time to discuss what a woman's... There she is, Abner. There she is.
Now we'll find out about that insignus and everything. Hurry up, Lum. Go ahead and answer it. Don't just stand there. Answer the phone. Hurry up, Lum.
Granny's Abner, I don't believe I can.
Huh?
I'm nervous and jumpy as a rabbit's nose. You answer it.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Huh?
Till I get hold of myself good.
Well, Lum, I don't know what to say to her, for the land's sakes alive.
Well, tell her you're my secretary.
Secretary?
Yeah, that'll make a good impression on her.
Oh.
Go ahead, Abner. Take her easy.
Hello, jot him down. Huh? Yeah, this is Pine Ridge. Yeah. Is this the Queen? Oh.
Is it her?
No, it's an operator, she said.
Oh.
Hello?
I ain't got her yet.
Hello? Hello? Yes, yes. Yeah, this is him.
No, I'm here. That's you.
Huh?
Tell her you're just a secretary.
I'm just a huh? Oh, well. It's me they want to talk to, Lum.
You?
Yeah.
Granny, she must have got us mixed up.
Well, but it ain't her, Lum.
Tell her who I am. Was made a mistake.
Lum, this is some feller, or else she's got an awful deep voice, Lum.
Some feller?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Hello? What was it you wanted? Huh? Well, talk louder or shake up your phone. I can't hear you. Huh? Dangerous? He said it's too dangerous to talk louder.
Here, let me take the phone. You get everything mixed up.
See if you can make it out. I can't tell.
Hello? I'd love to speak to the Queen, please. The Queen. You know, the baby's mama.
Might be the King.
Yeah.
Right there.
She did. Oh, my goodness.
What happened, Mama?
I'm awful sorry to hear that. When did it happen?
What happened?
Oh. But wait a minute, though. She must be alive, because we've saw her since then.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, sir. She come in here and left the baby since then.
Ask him who gets a hardware store, Mama.
It weren't. Well, who was that woman then? Oh, I see.
Who was she, Lum?
He says that was a sister of the baby's mama. She's trying to get rid of the baby.
Get rid of? Oh, my goodness.
Hello, well, what's she want to do that for? Oh.
What'd he say, Lum?
He says she wants to get everything for herself.
Why, doggy, she's the one that's taking the baby's king job away from him then.
Hello? Say, would you mind telling us who you are? Well, why can't you? Secret.
Oh, I hope he ain't a ghost.
Well, can you tell us about that insignia, that coat of arms?
Yeah, find out about that, Mom. Find out about that.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I know you used it to locate the baby, but I mean, who does it belong to? What country is it from? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, Abner.
What's the matter, Long?
I just heard a gunshot.
A gunshot? Yeah,
hello? 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 Hello?
Well, what do you know about that? And say, come to think of it, what do you know about this? 333 units of B1, 2,000 micrograms of B2, 10 milligrams of nicotinamide, 250 micrograms of B6. And does all of this mean anything to you? Well, the chances are it does not, unless you're a doctor or a registered pharmacist. Yet these figures are mighty important to every one of you listeners. Some of them represent your minimum daily requirements of the B-complex vitamins, whose requirements have been established. Now, since you cannot be expected to remember these figures when you go to your drugstore to buy B-complex vitamins, we suggest that you shop for them this easy, sure way. Just ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets. That way you can be sure of what you get, because each one-a-day B-complex tablet is of guaranteed potency. And make no mistake, you do require B-complex vitamins daily, especially in these busy times when we're all working harder than usual, taxing our nerves and our digestion. So play safe and remember the easy, convenient, economical way to be sure you get the B vitamins and the B-complex is to ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablets and take one tablet every day. That's all, just one tablet a day and the job's done. Now that name again, one-a-day brand vitamin B-complex tablet.